ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get her.
Welcome, welcome everybody. Radio has never been better. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In case this is your first time, I'll go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how you doing, man?
Good on you, man.
Ah, great, man. So yeah. We got some interesting topics as always, but we want to tackle on this specific one. You are like thinking, what is this topic? Let me just say Man United.
Man United. I agree.
Yeah.
I think we just should call them men. I don't know, men something. Because there's no unity there, bro.
Man defeat.
Men defeated.
Men defeat.
Yeah.
Oh my, we are gonna speak about, okay. Let me just say
I
that
I think we should call the show Men
Defeated. Oh wow.
No, and I don't know if they already got a new coach, because I heard they were getting a new coach.
Woo! You see,
it's
you see
always this coach stories with this team.
There's always the coach story, and we're gonna bring it local today. We're gonna speak about Kaizer Chiefs, but I'm not gonna tell you what we're gonna talk about in the Kaizer Chiefs industry. So,
and we're going to be giving you news about the La Liga and the UEFA Champions League, which is hot, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, is it?
Some hot
and
stuff.
And we're gonna speak about, okay, let me just say it. Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
I think I know what you...
We have never spoke about Mike Tyson for a very long time, because obviously he's not a boxer anymore. But he has a broadcast called The Hot Boxing, right? A lot of people have been there, from the likes of Khabib. Yeah. Khabib has been there.
Yep.
And Adesanya, Israel Adesanya went there recently. He went there recently. So
yeah, look, he moved. I think he lives in America now.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Since after the Robert Whittaker fight. Yeah. But.
Okay. This is interesting.
I still want to see the fight between Israel Adesanya and Smash Bros.
Yes, and...
Smash Bros.
Rumors. John Jones might come back in July. Yes.
Yep.
John Jones might come back in July.
He's probably getting ready. Hopefully he's getting ready.
And he's fighting Stipe Miocic, by the way.
Okay.
come on. Look, it's a fight to look for.
Stipe, I don't know.
He's fighting Stipe Miocic.
His last fight, he was freaking great, but you can tell he's old now.
But are you saying now we're not
ground wise? John Jones, we know John Jones ground wise, he's the king.
Let's bear in mind that John Jones is undefeated. He relinquished his title. So look, credits.
Kamazat Chimaev looks up to the guy. He's like, there's no one. People are doing great stuff, your corners, but there's no one who's done what.
John Jones
done.
Yeah, so he's coming back to the UFC. So expect him. So when we come back, we're gonna speak about Man United slash.
Let's put the slash. Come on.
No, let's put the okay. Man defeated, as you like to.
Okay. Let's just. Man United
defeated.
Man defeated United.
Yeah. let's just put a slash there. United slash defeated. And we're gonna talk about what's happening with Mike Tyson, because there was an interesting Mike Tyson. We're gonna speak about what has been happening there. So when we come back, we're gonna speak about that. Radio has never been better.
You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is
hot music.
Welcome back to the Sporting News, where radio has never been better. So, Man United slash defeated. So,
I think I like the name Man
United slash.
Before
defeated.
We go there, right?
Oh, yeah.
There was a topic I just touched on now.
Okay.
Mbappe to Madrid.
Mbappe, hashtag Mbappe to Madrid.
Don't say I didn't tell you guys if Mbappe comes.
Mbappe, hashtag Mbappe to Madrid. Let's just put that hashtag.
What do you think, man?
Yeah, look.
Look, the season is ending soon and he hasn't renewed his. I'm not saying he's on a. But I've watched his recent interview, which was like at least from now 2 months ago or a month, weeks ago, where he was asked and then he's like, look. His dream team was to go to Madrid. And there is actually a clip on YouTube where Zidane says the boy from a young age, his dream was to play for Madrid. Hence why he engaged in the younger teams.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. So, and apparently he wants to play the same number as Cristiano Ronaldo. So the question is, when he goes to Real Madrid, will that be the case for him?
Well, who's wearing number 7 now in Madrid?
That's a very good question. But that's your team, though.
I'm checking. I know. It's Eden Hazard. A guy who hasn't even been playing for a while, you know.
Okay, What? Are you saying Mbappe is not capable?
I'm saying as soon as Mbappe gets there, without thinking, without compensation, he gets that number.
Okay. So not a doubt about that.
Because being fair, that number hasn't been playing well. I don't know. Close to 2 months now.
Yeah, so... Yeah. And they had a match against Osasuna. They won 3-1.
Yeah. It was supposed to be 5, man.
What?
But Benzema missed 2 penalties, bro. 2.
Benzema.
Same side.
The guy that you like to talk about a lot.
No, he's still the best. Speaking about Benzema, he said, is there a possibility that he has secured the Ballon d'Or for this year?
Ooh.
Watch out, guys. Watch out.
Are you saying that? No, are you saying that because he's your favorite player?
No. I'm saying that because I saw it on Sky Sports, bro.
And
the reason I'm saying it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Mbappe might be a bit of a problem, you know.
But
the reason I'm saying that,
yeah,
look at how many goals does he have in La Liga.
Yeah.
In La Liga he has I think it's about 25. No. In La Liga he has 12 goals. And I think it's 12 goals. Yeah. No, in UEFA he has 12 goals.
Oh, UEFA, yes.
In La Liga he has 25 goals.
Okay.
So,
but the question still remains, will he be able to make it to the Ballon d'Or?
Good question.
Good question, right?
I think he will. And there was also talks about Robert Lewandowski going to Barcelona.
What?
So, I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know if it's a possibility.
Hello?
I was talking...
Robert.
Apparently with Xavi, there was meetings.
Sure.
And another possibility, Manchester City might be taking Haaland. Which is sad, you know what I'm saying? If they take Haaland, oh my word.
Shucks. And it's actually saying there's a Laporta response to Robert Lewandowski to Barcelona rumors. So this rumors is actually building up.
I think he should.
Yeah. Do you really think so? I think he will adapt quicker, don't you think? He's going to adapt very, very... Lewandowski, he will adapt very, very quickly. He plays...
I mean, he's good wherever you go, that guy.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's very, very good. But here's the thing, though. I'm going to speak about Kaizer Chiefs now. Why do I speak about Kaizer Chiefs? just to let you know, Kaizer Chiefs is the South African team. It's the South African team that some people support. So the Kaizer Chiefs coach is out. They don't want him anymore. they don't want him anymore. So he departed, I think, two days ago. So they really focus on getting a new coach. So big ups
to that. I didn't even know that's happening.
Yeah,
wow.
So that is happening right now. So they had some discussions that Baxter should not join Kaizer Chiefs ever again because they said the Kaizer Chiefs did bad. I'm not sure how they did like in the previous season.
Yeah.
From what I'm hearing, they've been doing 50% good, 50% that. It's not like Manchester United / defeated.
They've been showing all possible ways of being bad.
They lost against Liverpool.
In every angle, bro.
They lost against Liverpool.
Liverpool is another story. Liverpool is...
Yeah, Liverpool.
For me, they've been
they've been
doing the most to Manchester United. You know, that one wasn't a shock, but the Arsenal one. He's like, come on, bro, Arsenal, come on. Not that Arsenal is good.
Yeah, yeah.
But it shouldn't, for me, Man United should be.
Yeah. But they got beaten by Arsenal. We're not saying Arsenal's bad, don't get me wrong. But hey, man.
I think the best team right now to learn from, with everything, stats, gameplays, the comebacks,
100%, yeah.
You know, knowing when to start, when knowing when a match is important and supposed to be won. Mm. Bloody hell. That's real Madrid.
You're just waiting for that game for Manchester United versus Real Madrid. You'd be like, guys.
That might be sad, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Estimation. How many? No. Estimation.
Let's make it. Well, if Arsenal could get to 4.
I'm talking about your team.
I think I'm getting to 5. 5.
Oh!
6. And this is 6-0, eh?
6-0. 6-0. Yeah. Oh,
with
guys.
With 9 missed shots on target.
Oh, my word. Yeah, are you serious? Right? But anyway, let's move on. Mike Tyson. Why are we speaking about Mike Tyson today?
Yep.
There's something that happened, Mr. Calvin. Can you explain more with regards to that?
Mike Tyson. No, you know these things. For me, I saw it wasn't a... know when you hear, Mike Tyson assaulted a person in the flight, you're like, oh, flip, what's happening with these celebrities? Mm-mm. Go and check it out, you know? Mm-mm. But actually, you can see in the footage, he was just sitting there, chilled, man. This guy was drunk, kept going to him, harassing him, laughing. But you could tell the guys were recording Mike Tyson. So it was kind of something that was planned or whatever, but he was just chilled.
Yeah.
And then I think, I don't know what happened. Next thing, the camera switches, Mike Tyson is... on the guy.
Shit.
So yeah, they didn't even take it seriously.
But they didn't even take it seriously though. I'm sorry to
mention
this.
As soon as they got off the plane, even the people were like, look, you must be dumb to not just say hello to Mike Tyson and stay away.
Come on.
Why would you go to a fighter and then start saying, shooting your mouth off knowing he's a fighter?
Speaking about Mike Tyson, let's bring it local now. You remember Casper Nyovest and Nak Music fight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
He's
a South African celebrity. So, now, there was something that some people find disturbing. Did you know that Casper Nyovest actually tattooed on his legs, Iron Mike?
Iron Mike.
His legs, man. He'd be like... And he lost.
Look, I think we are going to have great fighters, you know, like a lot of great boxers.
Yeah.
But so far, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Mayweather.
But with the upcoming fighters like the Tanks, they're fighting, they're very, very good. Mm. They're doing very well. They're fighting, like, he's fighting very soon, I'm not sure. And obviously with Jon Jones coming back, McGregor's coming back on the same month that Jon Jones is coming back.
It's crazy. It's
crazy. Here's the thing though, did you know they both got to come back on the same day? They're actually going to come back I'm not sure who McGregor is fighting that day.
Oh, he was gunning at Kumaro. McGregor, man, he never goes for this. He goes for the belt fights. He goes for the big fights. And then he did say he can see that fight being big and how everyone will think Kumaro Usman will beat him. And that's where he's going to show everyone. I don't know, he said win it for the how many time, for the what, which no one's done.
He's been wanting to fight Kumaro Usman. Yeah. And also on Twitter, Kumaro Usman says, when he steps in the ring with me, he should be careful. He really should be careful because I'm all in. I'm a problem in the UFC. I remember when he started, when he won his first fight, he's like, you know what, guys? To all the welterweights, I'm going to be a problem in this division. I'm more focused. So please, guys, you better bring your A game. Otherwise, I'm going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, and he has been a problem. I mean, he's been champion for like how many years? 2-3 years now?
Yeah, no, it's been maybe 4. I don't know actually, but it's been a while.
It's been a while, like Adesanya as well. I believe Jones will be in that category. Just to give you news about Francis Ngannou, he has relinquished his title.
Yeah.
Yep. He has relinquished his title. So we have no one has the title now. No one has the title. But I'm hoping end of the year, John Jones is going to take his title back. Period. And when Francis Ngannou comes back, I want Jones versus Ngannou. And then we're going
to
see.
Speaking about
the best.
That, let's switch to the boxing. Now, I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson. My word, we've been speaking a lot about Mike Tyson.
Yes. We've been speaking.
Tyson Fury, the Gypsy King.
Yes.
Versus Dillon White.
Yes, 100%.
My word. I was watching the press conference.
Interesting.
Dillon White looks like, I don't know, man. I've predicted this fight already.
Yeah.
Knockout, bro. Knockout, maybe third round, second round from the Gypsy King. That for
Are
sure.
you serious?
Yep. Obviously.
Is that what you're predicting
right now? You know, as far I might be wrong, but I just, his energy, man. He's the way he was. Tyson Fury was just happy, you know, and the way they were, when they were doing a face-off, it's like,
yeah,
I don't know, man. He was way shorter than Tyson Fury and his body. I feel like Tyson Fury was like, yeah, he was way bigger than him.
So are you
size-wise, tall? Obviously, that means rich-wise.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And someone like Tyson Fury is.
But Dillon White, do you think he has an advantage with Tyson Fury?
No, he's not a chance.
Not a chance, eh?
Look, he might get to put in.
Putting up a
punch.
What
I'm saying
there.
Is probably the third round, third, fourth, latest.
Oh my god.
Knockout.
Word.
It's a knockout.
It's a knockout, straight up. That's what you're predicting right now.
The only guy who came close to putting Tyson Fury to sleep was Deontay Wilder. And
now, all respect
I don't
him,
think honestly. Dillon White. I think this guy should fight Deontay first for us to know what's going to happen.
Wait. Mm. Deontay already beat Dillon White.
You see.
So he wants to go for a Gypsy King.
Now come on. <bro. laughs> Seriously.
But look, we've been hyping this fight, but we have been already predicting that we'll be like, Dillon, come on. They both are sort of undefeated in a sense.
Yeah.
They're both sort of undefeated, but.
Look, Dillon White's lost to Anthony Joshua.
So he lost.
I remember,
so that's
yeah. Did, remember so Anthony Joshua? I don't know if he knocked. I think he knocked him out.
He knocked him out. Yeah. So speaking about Anthony Joshua, sorry to bring this up, but he's quiet now. That's all I can say. He's quiet.
Once you lose them belts,
he's quiet. It's not
back,
easy,
you know?
But look, he's quiet. I think his main focus on his promotion like Mayweather now, but I don't think we're gonna see him in the ring very soon. I think when
Usyk.
I think Usyk fights again and he wins, then he's gonna
Usyk has to get a fight before him. Most probably he will.
Yeah. So, but if the Gypsy King versus Usyk and the Gypsy King wins,
guys.
Whoa.
You know, I don't think let's be fair here. The Gypsy King shouldn't be. I feel like they're giving Tyson Fury any fight now. I think he's a goat. He deserves to fight people. Fights that would be I'm not saying it's not going to be interesting, but I know. I could bet, I would bet everything on the fact that Tyson Fury is going to win this fight against Dillon White.
Yeah.
Because we know Tyson Fury.
Yeah, Tyson Fury is pretty
fast.
He's pretty fast, man, honestly speaking. But anyway, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za or you can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter on the ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. Guys, it's been good. It's been real. From myself and Calvin. We got to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. We'll be right back.
like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777,
and Facebook at /ActiveFM.